Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she'll heal, you can take a break. From a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Show I'm putting on at 4 o'clock because the girl I have with me, I think it's her morning, Saturday morning in the place down under, Melbourne, Australia. I've got Rain Barracks with me. She is absolutely fabulous. She has so many talents. I'm going to read them to you because I can't even, I wouldn't even be able to click them off in my brain and give her the accolades that she needs. You can find her on www.soullove.co.au. She is one of the sweetest and most talented girls, especially she runs around with all those kangaroos. So the only thing I can tell you is we're getting ready to pick her up because Blog Talk, it's tough to really find how they get in, but I know that Candy, our little angel for this show and for you all, is picking her up. And Candy, when you have her, please let me know. And Kelly, just stop me and I'll pick up Candy so we can get our guest on. But Rain is a metaphysical teacher. She's an alchemist. She's a hermetic, and I don't even know what that word is. I can't wait to ask her. She's an astrotheologist, tarot reader, numerologist, past life therapist, geomancy, which means house clearing, and UC Reiki master, practitioner, and trainer. Rain facilitates courses on mediumship, Reiki, trans healing, alchemy, and medic intuitive. And I'm telling you, everyone, when I talk to her, and it's kind of like weird because it's a funky dimension to talk to somebody who's already been through Friday, she's into Saturday morning. So what ends up happening is it's like being in different universes. Because think about it, right now in Eastern time or in the United States, we sit here and it's either late morning, midday, later in the day, or evening. And all of us sit at different time zones, especially on this show, but Rain is actually in Saturday. So just think, she gets to celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, 16 to 18 hours before we do. So that's what I call not real and living in those time zones. So I am going to look for her because I know everybody wants to get a hold of Rain. Kelly? Hi, Kelly. Kelly?
I'm going to mute myself.
Hello. Hi. I am doing very well. I am just, I am looking for Candy to see if she picked up Rain. And I know that Rain is here because she tried to get in on Blog Talk. And oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, wow.
We are having a problem, but she wants to get in and talk to all of us. And if you see Candy on the board, can you find Candy and see if she's with us? But anyway,
speaking of computer problems, I'm working on getting in chat myself, Bonnie.
Oh my goodness!
I ended up having to reboot my computer totally. I had to do a restart and a shutdown and a restart. So yes, I am just now booting my own computer up, and yeah.
Well, I'm hoping
it's
we can find our guest.
It's
going to
be one of those really interesting days.
I know. Can you tell me the first three for Candy, and let me see if she has picked up Rain?
It might be 281. Okay. 281 or 218.
All right. Well, let me take a look. Let me see. Candy.
Hi. Yes, I got her.
Yay! Hi, Rain. Oh, my goodness. Thank goodness, because I'm sitting here reading all of the things that you do, and I just feel like, where's Rain? So I'm so happy. I'm so happy for you to be on the show. Welcome. And you're on Bonnie Albers On Air. Of course, you know that. And everybody, we have Rain. Am I pronouncing your last name Barrix correct?
That's correct. Can you hear me fine there?
We can hear you.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Love that Australian accent. That is awesome.
Yeah, it is super awesome. And today we have a super awesome guest from Down Under. Do you mind me saying Down Under? Because, see, we do Over the Pond for the UK people, and now I'm doing Down Under for my Australian guest. I love that, Rain. Can you tell us, because I know you don't have a lot of time today, and I want to get into, like, how I'm reading your bio, and I love your website. And Kelly, when you get in chat, please put up the website, www.soullove.co.au. And everybody, please go to Rain's website, because she tells you, you'll see her, she tells you what she does, and gives you a little history on herself, which she's going to do today anyway for you. Rain, tell everybody what you do. I mean, I'm listing all the things I can't even pronounce. And tell us when you started getting the gift and how to get a hold of you.
Oh, okay. Thank you, listeners. And it's great to be on the show. I certainly are an unusual character. They call me Skywalker and Shaman technology, if you want to say that. Basically, what happened to me, I didn't know I was any different. I just thought everybody could see impressions around people. And as a young child, I was already running a haunted house, would you believe it, when I was 7 and charging young children, which, so not much has changed, I suppose, when I get to 42. But
wait a minute, Rain, was, did you make a lot of money? Because if you did, I won half.
I think of it back then, I was charging the children 20 cents. And mind you, I was only a child myself. So, you know, it was something that I did. And the thing was, I would always put the pillow over my head, and I was like, I'd say to my mum, you know, there's statues in their room. And as a child, that's how I saw statues. And it, even though I put the pillow over my head, Bonnie, I still could see them. So that didn't work, and I thought, well, you know, okay, well, I'm going to have to connect to people, you know, connect to these statues and see what all this is about, because, you know, it didn't matter what I did. I slept in the hallway half my childhood because I had to have the light around me, as because when it was dark, all their movement would happen. So the thing was, as I went on in age and that sort of thing, and you try to understand everything as a child, and I just thought this was a normal thing as a human. I didn't know it was any different. And so I was a peculiar child.
Can I ask you a question? Because first of all, I want to say hello. Somebody asked me to say hello. He's also from the UK, and he is a spirit medium. Andrew, I know you can't get into chat, and we love you, Andrew D. I wish you could meet Rain, because she's a fabulous girl. So if you do get into chat, we'll introduce you. But anyway, Rain, I got to tell you something. As a child, and you stayed in the hallway because you thought it was normal. Wasn't there anybody in your house that thought it was abnormal for you to stay in the hallway?
My mum would just pick me up and put me back to bed, and as soon as she did that, I'd get up and walk back into the hallway. So, you know, it was a constant battle. My poor mum, you know, I was one of those child, if I could say, that would sit in the back of the seat and say, "Mum, why does the world have to be round? Why does the sky have to be blue?" So I used to ask these very unusual questions, but yet I was a quiet child. I'd always read and that sort of thing, and you know, I remember a really clear sort of indication. I said to my mum, you know, that there's a man across the road, a neighbour, he's going to turn up on a red motorbike. So I got ready for school, and I went to school, and I came back. My mum was standing at the gate waiting for me, and she said, "How did you know he was going to turn up on a brand new red motorbike?" And I said, "I don't know. I just seen it the day before." And I think then my mum started to cotton on to a few things. I remember the art teacher saying to my mum that these are all the children's pictures, you know, the freehand pictures, and this is Rain, and she draws bubbles around everything with different impressions. And my mum said, "I wonder who that is," and she said, "I believe it's me," and I drew her red with things hanging on her, if I could say that. And so my mum knew from there what was actually sort of going on, because her mother had the gift, they weren't called clairvoyants back in the 1930s and beyond because of various reasons. Also, my mother's father was a Freemason as well. So I had that sort of growing up, and I've got Hungarian in me as well. So we've got that sort of side as well. So,
wow.
You know, being sort of that Hungarian Scottish flavour in me, do believe, and I am an eighth child as well. So
wow.
I've got all that sort of happening through my life experiences, being in publishing. People would come up and ask me about a book, and I hadn't even read the book, but I'd get the whole information. So as I went on, I went more and more in depth in myself, more and more messages, more and more senses, more and more, you know, sometimes I'd have to walk away from a crowd, or I sort of really can't be near alcohol because it feels like, if I could say the word, not clean.
Mm-hmm.
So it there's a lot of adjustments that I had to make in life as I grew older as well, and I just certainly went down that educational path of spirituality for what that, you know, where I went, where I was directed. Because to me, Bonnie, spirituality can be anything for anyone. And I do believe everybody has a gift. It's just
me
tuning
too.
In. And it's no one is better. It's just, if I could say, it's more in the tune. It's more in the energy, the more in the what we put out there. It's more what we, I really believe it comes down to trust. Now, when you work with spirit, all sorts of different things happen on a regular basis. And but there's one thing that I do notice in, and I think it's worldwide, spirit can't hurt you. Now, I've walked into some houses that have definitely had death imprints, mental impressions, and all this sort of thing. And yes, we can clear that energy and we can release that energy. But I have to say, I have never had, you know, I mean, I know there's certain possessions, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I really find that there's some
yeah.
imagery the spirit can hurt you. And I've never seen it in my whole entire life. But, you know, there could be out there. I don't know.
Well, you know what, Rain? I agree with you. Like, I know there was only one time somebody told me, don't step in a house, Bonnie, because you're way too bright and light and you don't want what's in there. So what I feel like is I don't do the negative part. So maybe that's why they, like with you, the same thing. If you don't, you know there's dark in order to have light, but if you don't resonate in it, it's not coming. So maybe that's what, you know, why if you walk in the house, and I don't believe spirit can hurt you either. I really don't, though I don't want to test it. So I don't want to walk into anywhere that happens. But I think it may be, Rain, it's because you are such a light worker that you're not going to deal in the other areas. And maybe that's why nothing's ever touched you or hurt you, you know?
I believe if you, it's like if you believe in something, you're going to create it. If you sit in fear, you're going to create that. And it's really important, I feel, it comes back to your intention. If you're, you know, there's people that come in for healings and clearings, and sometimes they're stuck on emotional patterns and they believe it's always going to happen to them, or they've had something that's happened that has created that. So in a lot of ways, it's what your intention is. It's what you put out there as well. So if you're in a bad mood, or you're going to create one of those days, and
yeah,
and this year being you know, what we call a 7 year for worldwide, it is a lot of head stuff. It is a lot of people, you know, sort of a little bit out of control, if I could say. And I mean, there's been some absolute disasters worldwide this year in a lot of ways. But, you know, also too, when there's a collective of people, just like the siege in Sydney that happened just recently, also too, when we have that fear online and this can happen and that can happen, it also puts it out on a conscious reality in a lot of ways that goes around the atmosphere. So, but it's hard not to, you know, so
yeah.
It is what we think. And remember, the world is mental because it's made up of thought.
Yeah. Hey, I've been thinking a whole lot of things, and they've been really good. I'm just hoping, Rain, that all my thoughts turn into matter. That's what I always say. Or actually, you know, create, right? But I've got to ask you, and I know that there's just so much I'm in awe of everything that you do. I know my listeners and callers are too. And I believe, like you do, everybody has a gift. They used to call it back then, when they didn't want to call it, that they had an intuition or a sixth sense, or somebody knew that their child, they run into the room and their child, they pick up that child and the chandelier crashes. And they say, oh my goodness gracious, look what might have just happened. I just had a feeling. Well, people don't, you know, back then, or people who don't want to look at it, you know, will not say it is metaphysical, but we all know what it is. But you've got a whole list of things here, and I have seen and heard you use them, even with me. So I got to ask you about a couple of them, and I want everybody to know, because, you know, you say that in, you know, like, what's a hemetic? And I, there's another thing I don't, I love that you're, you know, you're a medic intuitive and you use alchemy. Can you explain to everybody? I know if I list this, I list that you're a metaphysical teacher, you're an alchemist, you're a hermetic, you're an astrotheologist. I love all that stuff. Can you explain it to our callers?
Yeah, sure. Look, titles are what they come. Look, a lot of wording comes back from the old Sanskrit. Hermetic is Hermes Trigonometrus, which is it's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
Yes,
that's about numbers, and we go back to the Egyptian days with Hermes, and it's all about pi, and I'm certainly a numbers woman. I can't go to an accountant because I go off to another frequency and then I end up not listening. But Hermes, and the way the Hermetics are, we live by, like, principles as well, and there's 7 principles that the Hermes live by, which is hermetic, and so it's what, you know, is inside is outside of yourself, and what's outside is inside. So we go back to the Egyptian stuff, like the Anubis, which is a snake that eats its tail, and it's depicted by that symbol. So in a lot of what I do, especially the alchemist, you know, again, the alchemy is, you know, the basic, if I could say, is, you know, turning silver into gold. It's not actually about the matter, silver into gold. It's actually about the gold in you, which is AU, which sits into the heart energy. Now, the thing is with that, we can go into technology even to this day. See, I find a lot of past, and we go back thousands of years in Egyptian times, now into this day and age of where some of that technology has been formatted from. And I'll take you to a particular shell in the sea that turns up 9 months here in Australia. I don't know where it or what time it shows up in America. But the shell, the paper nautilus, is the geometric, the geometry, I should say, pattern of stealth that they use for stealth now. So
wow.
Absolutely. The paper nautilus is the only shell that you put up to your ear that doesn't have that energy of hearing the waves. You know, when you put a normal shell up there, it is, and it has 33 vertebrae, just like a human. If you actually can say they're 33 points, exactly like a human, and it's exactly the same geometry as an ear. It's the same geometry as a fetus. It's, you know, all those sort of things in the natural of nature have sort of been misconstrued. Missionaries like Hawaii instead of, and but they use the word Hawaii, and when it was supposed to be Hawaii, living off the breath of life. So I go back into the in-depth stuff. Then what I do is I have a look at, so if someone comes to me, we've got 33 origins in ourselves, so I've got to say 33 blueprint DNA in any one human, and I see where soul pieces are. And so a lot of the things like astrotheological also come into my healing. Like there's every 2 hours of a day we're sitting in another sign. So we start at 6 o'clock, which is an Aries, when the sun comes up, the Aries, okay? And we go all the way around to the Pisces. So metaphysical way, I don't look at a body as straight up and down. I look at it as a head, the head basically being at a like, if I could say, curled up, and the feet, just like a fetus. So when we look at that, the stars actually align with the human, with the whole sense of the soul. And there's all your numbers and patterning and what we call KL, kinetic legenics, what we call in all of this, is all connected to the stars, which is all connected. And, and it just goes on and on and on. So that's an in-depth, what we call blueprint. And so the numbers that I use with alchemy, astrotheological, the hermetic principles that I bring into healing, psychic readings, mediumship, is all to me planetarian.
Wow. You know what, girlfriend? I'm going to tell you something. You need to come here and sit and talk to me, because I think I'm going to have to learn all of this, and it's going to take me eons and centuries. But you are, like, super cool. I know everybody wants to see some of what you do, but I do want to tell you that I want everybody to know that Rain does this for a living. This is her business. So Rain, before you start, because I love to tell everybody how to get a hold of you, because I know you do readings, I know you do healing, I know you do all of this, and I know you have a radio show. So I want you to tell everybody how to get a hold of you when they leave me to continue further if they want your services. So please tell everybody.
Yep, certainly. Look, I do run a lot of businesses, but it's www.soullove, that's two L's, .com.au. That's my main web page, but I am putting up a psychic agency. That will be the first one in Australia. So, look, you can certainly call me there. And I also have 1-300 numbers there. And I do this full time, whether it's on a healing capacity, on a metaphysical educating, or a mediumship. I teach, mediums how to tune. I teach psychics how to tune. And it all comes back to the senses there, Bonnie. And a lot of that's been, sort of missed in some ways. Is teaching people the basics and learning how to utilize your senses. A lot of people don't know what the base is actually for, which is actually, would you believe, what sense, body, do you believe the base chakra is actually for?
Actually, that is your root chakra. It's the base of your grounding. It's what everything. It's the red that penetrates and keeps you on the earth plane. That's how I look at it. But what sense is it?
Yeah. But what is the sense though, Bonnie? What would we use the sense on the base for? What is it that if we put everybody in the bush, we were going to say, and we knew something was wrong, but we couldn't see it, we couldn't hear the animals. What would we use that base sense for? And it's quite interesting.
I think the base sense is for running. It runs so that if those animals are chasing you, you are running, honey, because it is right. To your face.
I'm hearing you, but it's actually for smell. And we actually smell pheromones from the base. And we actually smell, like our nose does pick up scent, but we actually can smell danger from our base. Now, we've lost that skill because we have so much. We ignore bits and pieces, but there's so many things, like a lot of people go to, the common things, it is the base, and that's okay, but the sense of the base is smell.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you something, Rain, before we actually start. That makes sense, because I'm going to tell you, if you look at dogs or animals, the first thing they do is go smell somebody's base, and then they take it to
It is true. Very true. Yeah. Absolutely is. Yeah. I just give you another one. The thing is, what is the throat chakra for? What is the sense of the throat chakra?
Well, the throat chakra, my dear love, is the one that helps you speak, talk, and actually verbalize and communicate. So I got to think. Now, the other one was smell. So this has to be taste.
No, taste is actually down in our lower, what we call in our sacral, okay? Because the first thing what happens is when we're sick, we don't want to eat, okay? So we go off our feeling. When we feel upset, we don't want to eat, do we? Well, some people could have that pattern, reverse pattern there. But the throat chakra is hearing. Now, I'll take you to deaf people or people that have a hearing problem. They can't really speak that well, can they, Bonnie? or they are impeded in a way.
That's right. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah. So we need to be able to hear, to speak. Isn't that right? Because if we didn't hear properly, we wouldn't be able to pick up the vibration to speak, would we?
No. I mean, that makes so perfect sense. But, I mean, no book that I've read about those chakras, and really I'm sure this is dating back to where you're taking us, is what you're telling us. Because that is like, I'm shocked. And, there, you know, I do my research. And, you know, that's nothing. Now I'm getting hysterical because I am going to have to really think about it, because you're right. To be heard, communication, the first thing is you have to hear. And if you can't hear, it's tough to communicate. So absolutely, at any point, I mean, that you could see and start to communicate, but you're not going to use your throat chakra. So I so totally can see that as a nurse.
They're just a couple of examples that I go back into the origins of the senses, and because a lot of times, not just people or whatever, it's the information hasn't been processed right so that we can have that information and utilize that information to help people as well. And I'm not saying it's propaganda, it's just been shifted around so it hasn't been filtered. It is in the early Sanskrit stuff. It is back into the Egyptian, and this is why they could build the buildings, I could say that. Different frequencies,
Well, I got to ask you another question, and then, like I said, I've got a board full of people. Oh, my goodness, Rain, you're going to have to come back, because, see, I could talk to you for an hour, and then, you know, everybody that's on is going to, they're going to, like, I can see the marshmallows with the, being thrown at me. They really want to talk to you, not me. But you know, I was going to ask you, because you're so into numbers and you do use it, because I've talked to you. You're talking about Egyptian. How do you think they built those things? You know, those big pyramids and things like that. It's all in numbers, isn't it?
It is all in numbers, and as I said, we'll go back to the paper nautilus. The paper nautilus is now stealth technology, but they won't tell you that. So we always, the technology of our senses was so much more enhanced back in the day when we come to Egypt, before we come from Atlantis, all that sort of thing. But it's now forgotten, if I could say that.
Yeah.
So if you had, like, for example, and knew your throat chakra, of what the capacity of a throat chakra was there, plus two, the world had better minerals back there than now. The world has been stripped a lot of the silver and the gold, and therefore the body and getting, well, see, our brain is electric and magnetic, okay? So we need a lot more silver and gold. So therefore, with the earth being stripped, we're not getting that as, as a being. So therefore, that doesn't help a lot of our energy. So therefore, we can bring in a lot more disease.
Mm. Yeah. And you know what? And I'm going to go to the callers right now, but I've got to tell you something about that you're saying. You know, I wonder then, if it looks to me, and you know, I do Western medicine as well as Eastern, but I'm really a Western medicine girl because I was raised that way. But you know, thinking about all the minerals, even we're taking, I've got to tell you, everybody's got granite countertops and granite this and granite that, beautiful granite that could cost you up to $30,000 a square foot. We're taking all of that crystal, mineral, rock out of the earth, and maybe that's why we're seeing diseases pop up. It really brain diseases, because we have Alzheimer's, we've got all kinds of mental type illnesses that maybe would have been much more attuned to your brain and not have to manifest so much on this earth if all of our resources were not mined out of the ground. So, you know, that's something to think about.
Well, that's right, and that's why there's certain sources too that people are looking for, which will also help their being, which I won't say over the airway, but all I can say is there's four heavy elements and four light elements a being needs on this earth, and it can be sourced in America for sure. But, you know, I won't go into a lot of that, but, you know, it really is the human these days now really needs to look at some of their primal instinct of water and, you know, have a look at their vegetables, because the vegetables don't have as much protein. And I really will say to people to get on the right track if they're having problems with health is go to your 9C vegetables. And those sort of vegetables will help, especially for women, you know, is with kelp. Kelp is a necessary thing to help the thyroid govern the hormones.
Mm. Yeah, I love kelp. Oh my God, fried kelp. And you know, I'm not a fried eater, but if you take kelp, my son did, and he fried it because he couldn't eat it. Oh my Lord, that was delicious. So I totally could eat kelp. Probably fried isn't in a great way, and it's probably eating it raw or natural, or even juicing kelp. But I'm telling you, it's a little unpalatable in certain areas. So I do love kelp, but it has to be like really good kelp. But okay, I've got to ask you before I go to the callers though, and I know that you've been so gracious to give us your time, but I do want you to know that you are, you know, Rain, always welcome to come back. I want to tell everybody, you are on the radio, you are on A1R, and you have your own show. And it's at 9 o'clock at night, I think. What night is it on? For the United Eastern, it's 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's on that Thursday night. And I think it is 9 or 10 there. Also know as I Skype in at 2. but it, you know, so the thing is as well, it is, I'm pretty sure it's at 9 or 10 p.m. there, and that would be on a Thursday night, because, see, we're a little bit ahead here in Australia, even though we're down. Yeah, we're ahead, but, you know, that's not always the greatest thing either, is it?
Well, listen, I got to tell you something. I think it's so weird and crazy and so cute, but, like, you get everything first. So I was saying before you got on, and I think you maybe heard me and I didn't have you, but, you know, you get to celebrate New Year's first. You get to celebrate Hanukkah first, Christmas first, three Kwanzas, everything that everybody celebrates first. And I'm so, like, flipped out that you're in there drinking coffee Saturday morning and I'm still at 4 or 5 o'clock Friday night. It's so like it's like different time zones are different. To me, it looks like different universes, because you're doing something that I haven't done on a Saturday because it's still Friday here. So I think that's pretty cool.
But I always look at, you know, that the universe is, we do not have actually time. Really, it's just if we have a look at the old, you know, we have a look at, you know, the Last Supper, the sun, Jesus depicted in that, okay, it actually is planets. And I find it very interesting because the sun, as in Jesus, and it really, it is the sun. And we've got all these signs, but actually they're all planets as well. And
thought about that. The 12 people, you know, I don't do religion, but I got to tell you something. I mean, and I'm Jewish, but I don't do religion on this earth. I do because I do everybody's, because I think everybody has the right. I wish everybody everything. But if you think about it, did he have 12 disciples? And there are 12 planets. I mean, 12 signs, like 12, like zodiac signs. Oh, my goodness gracious, girlfriend, you just showed me something. And that's pretty.
And if you really look into it, you have a look into it again, Aries starts at the beginning, okay, and then it goes into, you know, the Gemini, and then it goes in, you know, again, sorry, then it goes into Taurus, and then it goes in the Gemini, and then you've got the beautiful depicted as Mary, what some people say it's this or that, and that's the Cancerian. So we have a look at those and how they line up. you know, is amazing, you know,
oh, you
to
know
where
what?
Our star sides are, to the planets are, you know, and it just goes right around. And there is the actual human. That is actually the human when we stand that human up.
Wow.
It's hard
oh.
to get your head out. Yeah, yeah. It's,
oh,
yeah.
My goodness, Rain, you and I are going to have to talk. So I know I've got to put people on. I'm sorry that you can only give us an hour. I really am. And I know that that I've kind of squeaked this out of you because of the time difference. But can I put your – otherwise, you and I'm going to go right into it. Of course, I'm Cancer, although I don't admit it because I'm really Sag and Leo. But I am Cancer. But then when you said Mary, I'm thinking, oh, that's me. But can I put your first victim or actually person on? They're going to love you, girlfriend. Okay,
yeah.
I am going to put – I have to take her first. I told her because she did not – she asked me to take her first the last time, and I didn't, and she is so cool, and I'm going to tell you before I take her, she's precious, and I love her, and Kelly, you have 90 seconds, so go ahead. Kelly, this is Rain.
I have 90 seconds, Rain, I hope you can talk fast. No.
Now, I didn't say Rain has 90 seconds.
I'm trying to connect to you.
Say again.
Hi, what? Kelly.
Hello, I'm so glad to talk to you. Thank you, Bonnie, for taking my call.
You're welcome, Kelly.
Kelly, can I just ask you a question? Do you have double L-I-E in your name?
It's K-E-L-L-Y. It's spelled like the masculine
spelling.
Okay,
no, there's a reason why I asked that. Now, did you want me to ask a question or do you want me to just – I am a heavy metal medium psychic. I just go right in. But if you want to ask me a question, go for it.
No, you know what? Go for it. It's like I struggle to think up questions. I really do.
Yeah.
I've only got one small one, but it's like, please, tell me what you get.
Yeah. Kelly, the reason why you do struggle with certain decisions, you've got that double L, which is a double one. It's like goalposts, if I could say. And you understand it, but you do this analytical thing, come to the spiritual thing, and then you get confused in between. So therefore, we could kick the football and it goes in between. So what happens is in your energy is you want to do something and you'll go for it, but then you'll get this, like, your left brain coming in and trying to stop it because you fear it, and then you put yourself down in your self-esteem there. But what I am getting, there's some sort of job and a career change coming up, and this is in the March month, okay? And I'm just feeling, it's what you do, but it's in a different way. Do you connect with that, Kelly?
Absolutely. And totally. I was going to ask you about something regarding this. So this is awesome. Yay.
So, Kelly, also say that there's a father figure around you in spirit, but I just feel like it was sort of like a distance relationship or a distant sort of relationship. Do you connect to what that's about?
You said a farmer girl?
No, she said it's kind of a distant
relationship.
Your father figure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah. My parents are both on the other side.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just getting that when he was in reality with you, there was some, it was like restrained sort of relationship, okay? That's what I'm getting around you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so what I'm asking here and what I'm getting told there is for you to just sort of, it's interesting when people say, you know, I wish I had done this and I wish I had done that with you and done that. It's just like you're holding
right.
a little bit of residue energy there, Kelly. I'm not going to go into what that's about, but I'm just going to say to you, you know, if you could release that on the next wane of the moon and just say, look,
yeah.
I accept and love you for who you were. And that was the learned lesson there, if I could say that.
You bet.
Oh,
absolutely.
That's
I
fabulous.
Get that. Thank you.
That's fabulous. And
thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, Kelly, that's so wonderful. I'm going to mute you. You got your 90 seconds. Plus, she gave you a lot more. So.
I was going to say. Can I ask about? I do have. The projects you mentioned in March. It's like, it is something specific, and it's like I'll just say redoing a calendar. And I'm going to say, it's something that I'm probably going to have to attempt to channel in because I don't know how else to do it.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, when you're a kid and you used to play pat-a-cake, baker's man?
Yeah.
You need to stack, you need to get this, form the foundation and stack it on top. That's what I'm getting. And it's like I have to pull out the hand before I go to the next one. Do you understand that concept of that calendar?
Yes, I sure do.
That's what I'm getting. Now, just as soon as you said that, I just got pat-a-cake, baker's man. You know, so it's just, it's about stacking on top. So when we channel, we can actually, it's like when I do a healing, I count, okay, and I come across something and I put it on my thumb and I put it on that so I go back to the memory. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm dealing with all this and that. I feel like you've got to get your thumb and all your fingers are count on them where you're putting them and what you're doing. It's almost like a logistic nightmare in one way, but it's an actual frequency.
I do want to tell you, and then I'm going to go to the next one because since you didn't give us very much time, Rain, I've got to move on. But you and Kelly would work well. She's all the numbers girls, and what she's talking about is remaking the calendar. She wants 13 months and 28 days, and she's done this whole thing. So I'm telling you, the two of you need to talk.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the Atlantean calendar.
She wants to go back to the Atlantean calendar. And I just don't see that happening.
Well, absolutely. And look, I agree with that. And really, this is why some of the prophecies haven't connected with when
exactly.
They have, because we've changed the days and we've changed this and we've manipulated them. And really, when I look at it, even though I'm Cancer and I'm supposed to be a Gemini, and so there is 13, and I have seen that particular calendar that you've talked about, and to me it makes more sense, okay, than what it is. But it has to line up in frequencies. What I will say to you is, what they're saying to me here is, you have to go back to the 33 principles.
Wow.
Do you want to hear? I got to tell you.
Alrighty. That's amazing. I want to talk to you more, but yeah.
Yes. I'm not letting you talk to her anymore, Kelly, because
I know. Not right now. Yep. Off air conversation.
You're going to be, I love you, Kel, and you know that. But I got to tell you, Rain, this is your girl. She was up all night long with the numbers. And the thing is, she does, she is the Atlantean life and birth card reader, and she is attuned Reiki master like you. So this is a girl who, I'm telling you, you two would have, you'd be up all night talking, and she's up all night. So if you see her on Skype, please let her read your Atlantean cards, which you probably don't need because you already know your own. But Kelly, get on with Rain, because I do know that you would love to, people are in awe when Kelly reads their cards, and she does, it is from the Atlantean Magi cards. So please take that up with her, because she does want to do them for you. So I'm going to take your next caller, because we have no more victims anymore. 609, you are on with Rain. Hi.
Hi, Rain. How are you?
I'm good. Who have I got here?
This is Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi.
You're sending me lovely frequency button noises. Would you like me to see what I've got around you, or did you want to ask something particular?
No, I want you to see what's around me.
Yeah, okay. I'll just go straight to your heart energy, Diana. You sound very positive on your dialogue and on your tone. Underneath, I feel there's a bit of a sadness here. and I actually get, you know, being Diana and the mother energy, I feel like you're giving out too much energy to people and not concentrating on yourself. And that's great that you do help people and that, but you've got to, they're saying to me that you've got to stop putting yourself forward here. And I keep on getting a car. Now, car to me is also a representation of the body. And when I get that around somebody, it's like you're doing a putt, 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 putt. So it is just trying to bring back the energy for yourself, putting yourself forward, because you've been a mother since you've been a child. I know that sounds weird, but that's your energy, and that's a beautiful energy, but you keep giving, and that's wonderful, but I just feel like there's no energy in the putt-putt for you. That's
okay.
Not getting around you straight away.
Okay.
Do you see?
Are you there? I'm just...
Yeah, go ahead. Diana, see if she sees your mom. Do you feel her mom around her, Rain?
Yeah, I do. Sorry, I don't know. I dropped out for the moment, so I don't know what went there. But I just, I feel her mom around, but a beautiful energy again, but I just feel her, how do I put this? I put her mom is right around her energy anyway. Do you know what I mean? It's like mum is connected on her energy, because this is why I keep on getting mother, mother, mother around her.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's almost like I get sad here when I connect to Diana. It's almost like mum's energy is on top of her. And I that's all wonderful, but I'm also feeling that Diana, it's almost like you're gonna keep stepping forward in life for yourself. I just feel like it's gotta come back to you, and they're really strong about this, and I keep on getting this over and over to tell you this, Diana, because this is your journey.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm seem to be dropping out a little bit.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you hear?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So Diana, what she's saying is probably because I think that you need to come to yourself. You need to come back to doing, you know, to being, stop doing things for everybody. Is that what they're trying to say, Rain?
Yeah, I am, but I just feel the mother energy so over Diana. It's like it's hard to see her.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I was at the mother's funeral, and she sat with me as she watched. So, yeah, her mother was her.
But the mother's that strong. I can't really see Diana. Do you know what I mean? It's like the mother is so on top of her, and that's great in some ways. But Diana, and sometimes we don't want to let go of mum, and I understand that, and I see the sadness, and I feel the sadness, but I have to say it's time now, just sort of, you know, if I could say mum needs just to step back and let Diana live this incarnation. And I'm not saying she's imposing, because we do want that. We, you know, spirit are beautiful. And, you know, when we've lost somebody and they're still around us, we think of them and we bring them back closer to us. But we've also got to live in this incarnation. It's important to do our own learning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
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 Well, Rain, do you have any? Rain, are you still there?
Yeah. It just seems to be dropping out on connection with Diana, that's all.
Yeah, okay. I can still hear you. Anything else around me that you see, Rain?
I do see a house I keep on going to an old barn. I will say an old barn with an interesting roof. It keeps coming in.
An old barn.
There?
Yeah, I'm here.
I keep on getting an old barn with a roof, like, you know, a very triangular roof. and it just feels like I want to escape there. That's what I'm getting around Diana. I like Diana's energy, but it's also, you know, we've got to come back into our own center, if I could say that, and really just really embrace life and you know, we've got to keep going forward with our life.
Oh, I love that, Diana. Have a wonderful and happy. She has a party tomorrow at her house that is going to be a big Christmas party. So happy and merry Christmas.
Is this in the barn?
No, she has a house, but, you know, she's in New Jersey. So I don't know if you feel like it's a barn or not. I have her muted only because we were getting noise. So let me ask Diana. Diana, do you know what barn that Rain's talking about?
No, I have no idea. No.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? So,
yeah. No.
Okay, well, is your house got a big triangle roof?
Triangle roof? No, it's just a rancher, just a regular rancher house. Yeah, no,
okay.
Unusual roof.
Okay, well, there's something in your life that's got to have a big triangular roof, and I just see it, and look, I don't know, I feel good in this, and I feel like it's a leisure place, to be honest. I feel like I can have fun in it.
I know, I think it's her beach house. Diana,
yep.
It's your beach house, babe.
It could be, but it doesn't have a triangle roof, but I don't know.
But you don't know.
Oh, well. Yeah, it's something to do with what I call pyramid energy over the top of this place. Wherever it is, it's a good, I must wind down or I have fun there compared to where I live. You know, it must have an energy under this house that is really a pinnacle, you know. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, I am going to move to the next caller quickly.
Bye,
Diana,
bye,
have a
thank
fabulous
you.
Party. Bye, sweetheart.
Okay,
bye. Have fun.
Bye.
Okay, Rain, can
thank
I
you,
take
Diana.
One more? She is such a sweetheart. She's a nurse. She's been one for 30 years. She is a pediatric nurse, and she has a lot of things in her life. Yeah, so she was my I didn't even realize when she was on, and I haven't heard from her on the show, but she was my nursing school roommate.
Yeah.
216, I don't know. 216, we've missed your call. So 216, I'm picking you up. 216, you are on with Rain. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Rain.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Can I have
Good.
Your name, please?
Of course, my name is Sharon.
Sharon, beautiful Sharon. Sharon, you've got such a subtle energy. It's almost, you're very balanced in certain ways, but you just, sometimes you get frustrated straight around you. It's like I'm getting a little bit of frustration. I want it happen yesterday, you know, that sort of, you know, but you do try. You try to be empath with it.
I'm picking up right
something
now.
On...
Yeah, I'm frustrated.
Sorry?
I'm waiting on something. I'm waiting for something right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you
but
are.
Go on,
you want it to happen yesterday, Sharon. And unfortunately, it feels like more you're doing that, more you're pushing it away. And I say to people to manifest those sort of things, to just say, I desire, okay? I desire the outcome, not want, because want is a need, and then we go to a less energy pool there, okay? So I just have to say to you, you have to desire. And also getting a male around you in a relationship or a relationship issue there, and it feels like there's a connection to this, what you want, desire, I should say.
Oh, I got to tell you, I can see why I'm frustrated. I'm at a job that is so frustrating. It's all cold calling. I'm doing it while I'm looking. Oh, yesterday it was just, that's why it's frustrating. But I'm waiting for an answer today. The girl tried to call me. I tried to call her. We're playing phone tags. We haven't connected today at all yet. Is it a yes or no? She's my recruiter.
Yes, it's a yes. But what's happening is,
go on.
With the phone tag, when I play phone tag with somebody, there's a reason for it, okay? So I just want you to it's hard because you don't want to be too forward. You don't want to be too back. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
But
well,
I
you know
like
what
I've looked,
yes can I just say one
Sharon.
Thing? I thought if it was a no, she would have emailed me. That's what they, you know what I'm saying?
That's correct.
She won't,
that's
but
correct.
Go on.
Yeah. So it's a yes, but it's just you're going to have to work it out. That's what I'm saying. You have to speak to this and say what you feel as much as what this lady needs to feel. It's almost logistic sort of things that I'm getting around here. It's a yes for you, Sharon, you know, and it's good that, you know, she's trying to make contact. If I write back and something's no, I would do it on an email so I'm not, you know, putting in that time if I could say that to you. So it's a yes for you, sweetie. You know, and good manifestations, hey?
Oh,
thank
that's you. Fabulous. Sharon, have a happy holiday. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend and enjoy.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you.
Enjoy, sweetie.
You know what? It feels like we just got on, Rain. Are you going to I have a million callers. I know you can't get to any more of them, I'm assuming, because I know you have a reading. But
Yes, I do.
Can you promise me? No, I mean, because I have the show for another half an hour. So I know that you can't stay on, but I just want to ask you, and hopefully you could say yes. But when after the
yes,
the new
I can stay on for another 30 minutes, but then I have to go and read.
My goodness, Rain. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Everybody's going to be excited. 845, you are on with Rain. Hi.
Hi, Rain. How are you? Hi, Bonnie.
Good. I'm good.
Hi. Who are we speaking to?
This is Diana.
Hi, Diana. Another Diana. This is Rain.
Hi, Rain.
Hi.
And hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Diana, did you want to ask a general question or I sort of can tune into you now, or would you like to, what would you like to do, sweetie?
Whatever, you know, my spirit guides, whatever you, because I have so much going on, it would be a multitude of questions, and I don't
absolutely
want to.
Absolutely. I already could, that's why I already narrowed it down.
You know what, Diana?
How about I desire you to tell me whatever, you know, my angel guides want me to know at this time?
Okay.
I don't use cards,
but you know what I'm getting? It's just like I have to throw all the cards up in the air, okay? This is what I feel like in life with you. Throw them all up in the air and start again. And that's not in a bad way, because sometimes we need to just totally do a what we call a reformat, a rechange,
a reboot. Redo.
Yeah, and a refresh, whatever that we could call it. And this is what I feel like you need to do. I just feel like you're really down in the mouth, if I could say that. It's just like, okay, what do I have to do? But what I do feel like, and I feel like I have to travel a long road, and that's not a hard road. It's follow your road, sweetie. You've got to come back to you and follow what you want to do, not be swept in other people's patterns of what they want to do. And it's time for you to stand in their energy. Now, can I just have your birth date? Because there's something else coming in here.
April 24th, 1961.
Okay, 1961 is what we call... the metal ox, okay, and it comes in with a lot of men trying to overpower you. It comes in with a lot of victim stuff as well. What I'm getting through your life, I feel like you've been overpowered by other people. Do you relate to that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So 1961 people are also connected to sort of nursing as well, because they can identify with people that have got pain or sickness or everything, because they've come in with a lot of Orion, okay, Orion being a planet and the planet of healing, but you've come in with what we call a karmic sort of thing there as well. So what I do feel for you, it's almost like, it's like I've got a family, I want to help that family, and I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I feel like you're pulled in many directions. So this is why I'm getting, it's your road. But sometimes we go, well, are we being selfish by doing that? No, we're not. All oxes and metal oxes are about plodding through life, but following their own direction. Now, is there three children around you? There's three children or three?
Three children. I come from a large family. My late husband's son just was reconnected with his sibling today. He didn't even know his father passed 6 years ago. So.
Yeah, okay. And this is why, again, you know, you have these ethics in you that you want to help and make everybody feel safe and loved and that sort of thing, because in a lot of ways I felt that you didn't have a lot of that in your upbringing, and I'm not having a go at your parents or anything, but that's what I'm just feeling in your energy centers. And this is why you love people and that. But what I will say to you, I feel to say, they're just showing me clear as like I'm trying to land a plane, that you need to go on your direction.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I hope she helps
you, man. Yeah, because I'm on this whole new transition, and, you know, I'm going to be in 2015. I'm hoping that I'm going to sell this house. I live far away from my family, and it's just, you know, I'm not employed. So it's a multitude of things.
Yes, but to do that, again, you have to follow your direction, okay? So we have to guide the plane to where we want. You will sell this house. We need to just change the format. Instead of saying, we will sell the house. That will sell for you. And we need to make the statement to the universe, this has got to happen. This will happen, and it will sell for you. And I just do feel like it needs a paint, or there's something with painting there. But I'm just getting that it's time to do that for you, you know. And so that if I could say you're then taking off on the plane, you know what I mean? So it's clear directions there. It's just now saying, okay, I want all my dreams, my hopes, whatever that you feel, okay, I want it into reality, and I want it now. Okay, you feeling that? I want it now. Okay, and not want, but it's bringing it, the want a bit, and then say, I desire this house to be sold. Okay?
Okay. I thank you so much for taking my call, and I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and a blessed holiday.
Oh, Diana, thank
likewise,
you. That is a great reading, and it gives you all the confidence to go out there. And please, please have a great holiday. And I appreciate you saying that to everybody and all our callers and listeners. So I thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a happy holiday, and keep us informed and in touch. You know, we love you to call back.
You too, and many blessings to everyone.
Thank you. You too.
Many blessings to you, sweetie.
Bye-bye. You know what, Rain? One thing about me and Mike, I love my callers, my listeners. I call them mine, of course. They're everybody's, but, you know, I just love them. They're just the sweetest, wonderful, and I just so appreciate anybody that comes and listens and actually is part of our show. So I so thank, you know, my callers, listeners, and chatters. I want you all to know, please have a great holiday, whatever you celebrate, and know that I am here always for you, and you can call up, and you know, we all do this for a living, and you know where to get a hold of us. I'm taking your next caller, though, Rain, because I do want to talk to you. I just feel like I want to talk, and chat, but I'm telling you, I'm going to take a couple more callers, and then we're going to chat a little bit, but I am going to take, you're not going to believe this, and I'm not going to believe this. I am going to take, I think I have another Diana. That would be three Dianas in a row. Is it 856 or did I have 85? Hello, is this Diana?
No, hi, this is Laura.
Oh, Laura. Okay. Laura, she put, you know, Kelly puts your name next to who it is, and she put Diana. So I am so sorry. Usually she, but I was just going to say, Laura, this can't be a third Diana. It just would be too coincidental. So, Laura, hi, and welcome, and you have Rain. You got lucky.
Hi, Rain.
Hi, yes. How you going, Laura? Laura, do you know your? I always look at people's names as well in their vibration. I love Laura. I don't know if you ever seen, you know, the Laura that used to run down the field in the little house of something, little house on the prairie or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. But, of horrors. You didn't mean little house of horrors now, did you,
Ray? But Laura, you know, your name backwards is like Oriole, okay? It sounds weird that I'm saying this, but in a lot of ways you are trying to look within yourself. It's like I'm trying to look in you, if I could say that. It's trying to find the pieces. I feel like there's something that you're questioning around love. Comes straight up for me. I feel like in another way, I'm trying to question this love. Do you connect to what that is about?
I don't have anybody in my life romantically.
Yeah, that's right. Because the question of love, you know, when we've had different experiences and that, can we actually open up again? And I'm just, you know, what is love about? You know, love is on all different vibrations and that sort of thing. So I would say if you want to manifest love is opening that heart. Not everybody is out to hurt us and not everybody else, you know, there is to, you know, there is a person, you know, that I see coming forward for you. And I do see a magical love here. But so it's time to open up that heart. You know, so I'm getting some really good vibrations about, as soon as I open your heart, like connecting to your heart, it does want a love, you know, but I feel like there's been a closeness there.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes we can focus our career and not worry about love. And sometimes that's, you know, we can get a good, you know, be in a great career and great employment. And then we want to change that. And then we wonder what is it all about, you know, especially at this time where, you know, sometimes family is not always approachable. And sometimes that network of family is not there. And, you know, we question love there as well. So I just feel like you're questioning a lot about love there as well. But I keep on going to your feet. it's almost like I'm cold in your feet. So that would be circulation there. What was the date of your birthday, Laura?
October 1st, 63.
Ah, okay. So we've got the 1 and 1. 1963 was a very interesting year. Also, it's an interesting vibration because what I call you've got the arrow of intellect. So you'll be able to process things for business. And if I showed you something twice, you'll be able to do that. But what happens is when we've got the 3 ones in a row, it's a balance, okay? But it, sometimes you don't know what to say when you want to say it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's like I want to say that, but I don't know how to say it. But then, so you get confused of what you want to say, and that's okay. But I go down to your feet, so I don't know if you get cold at night or whatever. But I keep on getting circulation stuff around the feet, and I just feel like I get a very strong woman presence around you as well. It's just like I want to cuddle this person. I really want to cuddle this person. Feels like a grandmother feeling. And I keep on going an A with this lady, just an A in name, A there. So I don't know who you feel that's connected to you, but this lady, I just want it. She's just, oh, she's just like a big teddy bear, if I could say that.
Laura, do you have anybody in spirit? Do you have any grandparents in spirit?
I do. I have grandparents. Everybody's in spirit, actually, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, like mine.
Yeah. This was. Would you say Mum was like, you know, a teddy bear that I wanted to hug, and I just keep on getting an A with this lady's name, Laura.
A.
A.
I don't.
Is this where
yeah.
you live, or?
Yeah, I don't know what the A is.
Well, can I ask, Ray,
yeah.
can I ask you one thing? I got to tell you something, and I don't know, because I know you're really, really, you're really focused on Laura, but my mom's in spirit, and she has an A. She's Arlene.
Oh, okay. I'm just picking up on this lady. I know I just want to hug her to bits, and I just want to fall in her arms and know that everything's safe, and that's this is what I'm also getting. So whether that's also you, Bonnie, it's just... I just
yeah.
want to be safe for some reason. I just feel like Mum will fix everything.
Oh, and, my goodness.
You know,
so, Laura, maybe we'll split this one. But
and
no,
then
I
get a gentleman reading a newspaper, and he's reading the newspaper, and he's got glasses on, and he's just sitting at the table reading the paper. But I don't know whether he actually is reading the paper. I think he's just doing his boredom sort of thing. So, yeah.
Oh. Well, that's yours,
yeah.
Laura, because I don't have anybody like that.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. I don't know who the A is, though, but yeah, they're all in spirit.
Yeah, I just, there's this, yeah, it's certainly interesting around you because you've got so much in spirit, and it's just like I'm getting all versions of different people at different ages because... It's like, to me, again, Laura, it's love, you know. When we've lost a lot of people in spirit, we sort of close down. We don't want to love because we feel like they're always got to go and leave us. So it's important to sort of work on your love. Not everybody's got to do something, you know. So, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you
I just,
said love was going to be coming into my life. Do you have any idea when that... It's supposed to happen.
Yeah, certainly, sweetie. Yeah. I just feel it. Okay, I'm sure if Jen was... Okay, I feel around... Again, they say to me, A, so, and I'm counting here, and it's definitely the fourth month, so it's April. So I'm getting April, but I feel like this person is also born in April, so it's interesting I'm getting double A's now around you, so...
Well, my father was born in April.
Ah, see, I'm getting double what we call a cross section over the top, double A's everywhere. I'm getting Bonnie's, I'm getting...
I got to tell you something, Rain, and I just want to ask you this. And, you know, I'm not a Budinsky, but sometimes I am. But, you know, I have a friend who's very, very, very sweet. And he asked me, oh, do you know the name William? Do you know the name William? And do you know the name Joan? And they were my parents' middle names. So most people don't think that. So I wonder, Laura, if any of your parents had the middle name that began with A. See, some people don't think like that.
Yeah, I don't know. My grandmother was, on my dad's side was Janet, and the other one was Euphemia, which is a Scottish name.
But you don't know their middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, you know, that's the thing, Rain, I think. Sometimes people only know their one name, and really sometimes spirit brings both all, you know, their middle names for some reason.
Yeah. Look, when people, when I do assessments and people do readings and they pick up Helen, and that's my grandmother's middle name, you know, and maybe they change their name up to spirit and then go, oh, I only want to use my middle name. Oh, geez, I'm going to be in problems then, you know. But I will say to you, Laura, there's, you know, it's definitely going to happen for you in April, a lot of changes, but I do see that, you know, not everybody's got to work on affirmations. That's what I'm being told here of, you know, beautiful affirmations to bring people, you know, and trust people that everybody, you know, that love is coming your way, okay? Affirmation is a, you know, putting it out there as an intention, okay?
Oh,
okay, thank you, Rain. I appreciate it.
guess
thank
what?
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And be happy. You know, I always say, and you know what? I've done this whole, you know, month, Rain, saying there are people who don't have a lot of family or friends or pets, and you have to.
That's it.
I have a saying, change your words, change your life. So if this
That's
isn't
it.
Great, yeah, if you don't have, and you were just doing that on the show. So for these people, and I want to tell you, there was a confirmation sent to me that you said to somebody and they didn't realize it until they got off. And I will tell you, so it's a confirmation for you. But just to tell everybody that, you know, love doesn't have to come in, oh, you have a boyfriend, oh, you have a husband, oh, you have a million friends.
That's it.
Or, oh, you have a pet that really loves you. It has to do with you feeling content and loving yourself. I know that's not a great thing when you look at other people and they're walking around laughing, but, you know, change your words. Say, all right, well, you know what? This holiday might not be perfect for me at this point, but I'm going to make it perfect. And you've got to be happy because you are the only one that can make yourself happy. And that's what I've tried to, you know, the whole show this month has been about change your words, change your life. You don't need a million people. Some people are fine sitting there. I know callers called in that they were eating Thanksgiving with their dog or their cat and they were perfectly content. It's how you
Absolutely.
Look. Yeah, it's how you look at life and how you look at yourself. Because this is a journey that you all wrote, and when you change that journey into positive action and words, the road becomes a lot clearer and easier. You know, don't you think so, Ray?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. And the thing is, it's the simplicity in life. You know, when we pass, and this is another way I look at things, and, you know, not everybody agrees with this and that's okay, but this is just my perspective. When we pass, we actually live. That sounds weird because when we're born, we're learning lessons and then, you know, so it goes roundabout. We are in this reality, this frequency, and the only thing that we can take with us is memories.
Yeah.
Of some description. And those memories, look, we don't need a beautiful car or a house or whatever. Yeah, they help, don't they? But however, you know, but the thing is, whether we're millionaires or whether we don't have money, it's what you make of life.
Absolutely.
I have met the most humble people in my life, and yet, to me, they are like this presence, and the presence is just a wonderful awe that you feel warm in your sight, in yourself, Bonnie. And when you're in a presence like that, it is unconditional.
Absolutely.
And when we get to that unconditional essence, we are feeling happy, and whatever comes into our life, we stand in that unconditional presence and it doesn't stay with you long or whatever, because you shall just surpass it just like the water and the shimmer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is that energy that you can emit no matter how bad it is, no matter how what's not going right. Have a look at why it isn't going right. Change the messages in your head. Know
Absolutely.
That you can... You know, yeah, and anybody can do that. Everybody can do that.
Well, that's why the whole month and I lead up to it because that's why I have a lot of spirit mediums on, and I love having everybody on because everybody hears me all the time just to give them another flavor, because this is the season where people tend to be either they're reflecting or they're a little bit, you know, the anticipation of holiday, which is, you know, I love everybody not to anticipate anything, just say happy holiday and really be happy no matter what is going on. Because if you change that, and we also talked about paying it forward, and I want to talk about we only have a few more minutes, but I do want to tell you and give you some confirmation. You were talking to Diana, the one that you liked her energy, and about the roof. Remember the triangle roof? She just sent me a picture of her beach house that she loves and she loves going to, and it has a triangle roof. So she sent it to me and she wants to thank you. And I'm glad that she did that because I wanted to, you know, just, you know, we all like confirmation. I do want you to know she sent me the picture. And sure enough, it is a triangle, just like you said. So yep. Thank you for that. She wants to thank you. And yes, that's where she feels safe and great. But what I did with paying it forward is it doesn't have to be monetary. It doesn't have to be anything that is in material form. It could be a smile. It could be somebody that you're listening to that just needs an ear. I've heard two cases, even on the radio this week, about people who have helped somebody just even to smile and shake their hand, and that person was contemplating not being here much longer because nobody really cared. And when they extended that hand, when they extended that help, even a smile, it changed their world. So I love paying it forward in this season and changing your life. Sometimes means changing other people's lives just for a moment. It doesn't cost a lot. It just is a smile, or I can hear you, or I can bring your groceries in, or, you know, anything. So I'm going to tell everybody, please, if you can, pay it forward, because that person you hope pays it forward because you paid them forward. And I love that idea. It should happen without being a holiday, but because it's a holiday, I think everybody should know. I've got to tell you, I've got 5 minutes left. Can I take 4 minutes left? I have somebody that has just been screaming. Can I take her for a very short period of time?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. And Rain, I want to tell you, especially if we get cut off, which we won't, but that I really appreciate you being here with us and spending your time and all of your energy to help everybody online and to be on my show. So I want to tell you, I love that energy that you have given to us today, and I thank you.
Well, it's about paying it forward, and it is. And like,
yeah,
whether I can conclude with anybody or help anybody with my gifts, with talents, with tools, with them recognizing themselves and looking, or whatever that I can give, and that's what I call a gift, because it's the present. You know, to me, the present is the gift, and living in the present is wonderful. Okay,
yeah.
But if I can help anybody with something that I can give them, that's what I'm here about in this incarnation.
I love that, girlfriend. In the next incarnation, you and I are going to romp around because we've got a lot to talk about. But I'm going to take the next caller, one more, and that is 360. Lexi, you are on with Rain. And you know what, Rain? I have not mispronounced your name once since you've been on the air. Do you know that? Okay. Hi, Lexi.
Hi, how you doing? I just want to know, what direction is my career going to go in? What do you see me doing?
Okay, I see a downward step, and that's not a bad thing, Lexi. I feel like it's almost like you've got to go backwards, if I could say that, to start again. But I keep on going, and this is interesting, I keep on going to like some sort of counter, like a processing place. It's almost like I'm getting processing around you. But I keep on going that you have to go, I feel like you've gone up to the top somewhere in a career, and I feel like it's not quite right. And then
I'm a retired school teacher.
Yeah. So you've got to the top, you know, of that pinnacle, if I could say. And then I feel like you need to go back down. And I'm not saying back down to being a teacher or that sort of thing, but it's going back down to helping people on a different scale. And I keep on going to a counter. It's like I want to do some sort of service.
A service?
Yeah, a service. But I keep on getting a counter in front of me, like a shop counter, I suppose. But it's like a service to maybe help people on a different scale.
Okay, I'm not getting any clear picture on what it is I might be doing. But I'm not going to be getting paid for it. Is that it?
I feel like it's / charity, but
okay.
I do feel it's going to take you into something else that you will bring an income from.
That's interesting.
It just feels like a / charity, okay, but you will be making income from this. But there's a reason why I keep on going down the steps than up the steps, because I feel like you've reached your pinnacle in life with
mm-hmm.
a career, but I feel like you need to go down. And it may be even to, so we've helped children or we've educated or we've done that, but it's like coming back down, helping people with the techniques, the tools, the skills that you've got, maybe to help people that can understand on a different level. But I keep on getting like a counter type feeling around you. So that's some sort of service, okay, in that way. So it's not going to
is
be quite paid.
Is it in a spiritual direction?
Rain, I've got to just say this really quick. We have 21 seconds left. So I love everyone, and I know that I've kept you half an hour longer. So I don't want to say anything more, but we've got 10 seconds left. Everybody have a fabulous week. Thank you for being here, Rain.
Thank you.
Unless you want to continue with just Lexi real quick to end it, I would love you to do that. But if not, I want to say thank you again. And everyone, we're going on to overtime. So go ahead.
Okay, then. Not a problem. Lexi, I do feel like there is a part of spiritual in here to help. Remember, when we go down, that's connection to the earth, okay? And so it's something to do with the earth, and it will be on a holistic way, okay? But it's to help in a different vibration and to show your skills on a different vibration, okay? That's what
okay.
I do have for you. You're a beautiful person, Lexi. I love your vibration. You really have been a part of, you know, you really have done a lot of things in your life, and I think you're a very knowledgeable person as well. And I do bless you for your time, and I do thank all the listeners and the callers that have that I've connected. And I want to really thank Bonnie. Yes, Bonnie, I'd love to come back onto the show again, and I certainly love connecting to everybody that has that I've connected to today. And you know, it amazes me that, you know, even on one person, to get on a radio station or onto blog, that we can connect and help, and that's what it's about.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lexi, and have a great weekend. Everyone, I'll
you
see you
too.
Monday for coffee with Bonnie at 9 o'clock. You know, Rain, I want you anytime that I can have you. I know that even though you are a lifetime away from me, I hope one day that kind of closes our gap. And you are such a dynamic, such an unbelievable businesswoman as well as metaphysical, spiritual, and everything in between. You know, I enjoy even just connecting with you. I love that you came on the show. I thank you so much. And oh yeah, you're going to be on, girlfriend, because next year is coming up. So everyone, thank
Absolutely.
You. And thank you, Rain. And thank goodness for these kind of shows, because I really believe
that's it.
Yeah, I really, really believe that everybody, you all help us too. You help us give back, and we help you, hopefully, with issues that you might have. So it's really a two-way street, these radio shows, and I just love that. And thank you again. Everybody have a great weekend, and I'll see you here Monday at 9 o'clock with Coffee with Bonnie.
And a big thank you to Candace as well, by,
you
know,
you.
A big thank you to Candace. I've also been looking at your beautiful face, Candace, and you're such a lovely person.
You're welcome.
You know what? If you
Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
Do you have anything
and
really
And happy holidays to you, my sweet.
Oh, that's so sweet. Rain, did you want to say like two words for Candy? Because I know that she has picked you up. So is there anything you want to say to Candy before we get off?
Candace, you're such a beautiful energy. I've been looking at your picture from your Skype picture, and I have to say to you, you've got the biggest heart in the world. And, you know, you haven't had the easiest journey, and I do see some hurt around you. But what I will say to you, what you're going into this next year is lightning. as in ecstatic. You're about to come to some sort of pinnacle in your life, which really will pick you up in a lot of ways. And you're going to, and when it is time for you to cross over, and even when it's my time to cross over, you're going to leave a legacy. Just remember that, Candace.
Oh, I love that. Ah, oh, Candy, I will talk to you soon. She is a sweetheart.
Okay.
You know, she hears our angels. She speaks to the
That's
angels.
That's correct. She does. She does.
Yeah.
And she needs to also pop that information out there. And this is why she's going to leave that legacy. Okay, so you remember that, Candace.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
And I'm just chilling. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I've taken so much of
your
time.
Bless you
all.
Bless everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rain.
And thank you, Candace.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.